Pentecost is one of the three great holidays, or the Bible sometimes calls them festivals of the church. Easter is the greatest celebration. Christmas is right there with Easter. But today we celebrate Pentecost, the third great holiday. It is the day the church began and was the first time that a group of people gathered together got charged up for the Lord. We've been talking about recharging these past few weeks. And so this is a great day for us to continue this series and celebrate the birthday of the church. We're going to read about what happened in Acts chapter 2. On the day of Pentecost, all the Lord's followers were together in one place, and suddenly there was a noise from heaven like the sound of a mighty wind. It filled the house where they were meeting, and then they saw what looked like fiery tongues moving in all directions, and a tongue came and settled on each person there. The Holy Spirit took control of everyone, and they began speaking whatever languages the Spirit let them speak. Many religious Jews from every country in the world were living in Jerusalem, and when they heard this noise, a crowd gathered. But they were surprised because they were hearing everything in their own languages. They were excited and amazed and said, "Don't all these who are speaking come from Galilee? Then why do we hear them speaking our very own languages? Some of us are from Parthia, Media, and Elam. Others from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, and Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, parts of Libya near Cyrene, Rome, Crete, and Arabia. Some of us were born Jews, and others of us have chosen to be Jews. Yet we all hear them using our own languages to tell the wonderful things God has done." Everyone was excited and confused. Some of them even kept asking each other, "What does all this mean?" Others made fun of the Lord's followers and said they must be drunk. Peter stood with the 11 apostles and spoke in a loud and clear voice to the crowd. "Friends and everyone listening in Jerusalem, listen carefully to what I have to say. You are wrong to think that these people are drunk. After all, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is what God had the prophet Joel say. When the last days come, I will give my spirit to everyone. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will have dreams. And in those days, I will give my spirit to my servants, both men and women, and they will prophesy. I will work miracles in the sky above and wonders on the earth below. There will be blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will turn dark and the moon will be as red as blood before the great and wonderful day of the Lord appears. And then the Lord will save everyone who asks for his help." The word of God for the people of God. On this Pentecost Sunday, when we are talking about recharging our faith, we read in the Scripture the story of the first group of people who ever really got charged up for God. The first group of people who experienced something like a fiery presence of God in their lives that first Sunday. The history of the thing goes like this. There were something like 120 people who were in an upper room meeting together with the apostles. They were waiting for something to happen. Jesus had been gone some 50 days. I mean, they didn't know what was next. And this wind blew. And they described what happened like fire dancing around in this wind. The Holy Spirit comes into their lives like tongues of fire. They felt the power of God inside of them, and history tells us that they rushed out into the streets with that Spirit of God within them. And they went that day from street to street and home to home and neighbor to neighbor and family to family, and eventually that spark, that spirit was going from nation to nation. It was like a prairie fire blowing across the Midwest. Have any of you ever fought a prairie fire? Do you know what that's like? I was in my senior year of high school and received a message from the office at 11 a.m. one morning. "Go home now," was what the message said. It's the most bizarre thing I'd ever seen, and the school was ready for me to go. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I went outside and looked to the south where my home was, about 10 minutes away, and there was a huge cloud of smoke. And we went, when I got home, which was at the Christian church camp in Oklahoma, we were watching fire blowing in the wind from across the field and into trees. And that fire that day caused us to lose one of the cabins at the campground there. But I'm out there with a shovel, with a bucket of water and a gunny sack, dipping it in and throwing it and trying to put it out every time it came up near one of the buildings. All the fire trucks you can imagine were out there as well, and all the neighbors were out there trying to stop this fire that we really couldn't stop. We could only keep it from burning the buildings when it reached it. They were using a piece of equipment to build a fire break to try to stop it in the middle of a field where there wouldn't be any grass or anything growing, just dirt. It was an amazing thing, and it taught me something about how the wind and fire work together, and I think it helped me to understand something of what these folks are describing. Because a forest fire will rush across a grassy field, it will go up a mountain, it will go through a forest where there are dry branches on the ground, and that's the way that these first century Christians experienced that day when the Holy Spirit came, the promised advocate came and made a home in them. There are many books that historians have written about those times in the life of the church, and many of them have a flame or spreading flame in their title. It is because Jesus Christ quickly, the faith in God quickly spread out across the world. What happened is those apostles, they went from a village to town and they started a new church, and then they went to another village and they planted a church each place that they went, and the church was born, and that's why we celebrate Pentecost today. But if we could go back to that first village and ask the question, what is it that kept that church going after the fire went past them into another village? The answer would be the laos. Have you ever heard that word? What word do we have today that comes from laos that we use regularly when we're talking about church? Does anyone know? Layman, laity is the word that comes from laos, the Greek word that's up there. You see, the flame that ignited inside those people, it wasn't just in the disciples. the most important people that that flame set ablaze and recharged were the laity. And if we went to that first village, it would be the lay people. The teachers, like Harold read their names this morning. The people who make the church work, who pass on the stories of faith, who teach us about how God is real in their lives, who tell us the stories of the fire that they feel in their lives from the Holy Spirit. That is who we celebrate on Pentecost. Those are the people that have made the difference in why the church still exists today. The fundamental principle is always true. It's the laity who keep the fire burning. They're the ones, not the 12, not the apostles, not the pastors. It's the laity. You don't have to have seminary training to have the fire of God burning in your heart that wants you to reach out, that helps you to encourage others when they are in their time of need. It's the fire, the Holy Spirit of God burning inside of you that wants you to be a mentor to someone else. And make no mistake, I believe in every generation we come to a crossroads. And I think we're standing at that crossroads right now here at Slash Church. We've been talking about recharging. And it isn't as simple as we do with our rechargeable batteries and the battery pack that we plug into the wall. It's a little more complex than that. Right now, we are recharging ourselves. We are tapping into the energy of God to let it enrich our lives, to let it remind us again of how God is real to us, and to help others learn how God can be real and give them meaning and purpose in their lives. When the Spirit of God gets a stronghold on us, and we can feel that flame that they are metaphorically describing here in Acts, there's no telling what wonderful miracles and wonders we will do in our lives. Amen.